Well, every 2 years, UNC's Department of Music holds what they call the Festival on the Hill. It's coming up again this coming Thursday and Friday, October 12th and 13th. This year, it is a century of movement. Russian culture and global community since 1917, a festival and a conference to mark the 100th anniversary of the Russian Revolution. Jamie Blake is a UNC grad student. She is one of the co-organizers of the festival. She's in the music department, and she joins us now here in the studio. Jamie, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me, Aaron.
So what are the highlights of this this festival slash conference coming up? And you were talking about the sort of the genesis of this. It started as a conference, and now it's bigger than that, right?
Yeah, so my co-organizer Grace Kwan and I started by looking for ways to discuss the Russian Revolution in a new light, and we focused on human migration. Human migration is a big topic right now. We hear words like problem and crisis, and we really wanted to talk about the human migration that was generated by this incredible revolution in 1917. And so we began putting together a conference. We asked keynote speakers. We put out a call for papers. But we really wanted to be bigger and more inviting to the local community. And so we began incorporating concerts. There's an art exhibit. We have a professional Russian dance troupe coming down from New York City. So it's really grown into a fantastic 2 days.
How long did it take to prepare all this?
About a year.
Wow. So what are the highlights? What are some of the events that people will want to check out?
Sure. So the keynote speakers are Katarina Clark from Yale University and Marina Frilova-Walker from the University of Cambridge, one on Thursday and one on Friday. And they're coming from very different perspectives. Dr. Clark is a specialist in Russian art and literature, and Dr. Frilova-Walker in Soviet music. There's also concerts on both evenings, a chamber concert on Thursday, which celebrates music from all across the Soviet period. And then the UNC Symphony will be presenting an all Shostakovich concert on Friday, which will be very exciting.
Nice. And by the way, if you're listening out there and you want more information on this, centuryofmovement.unc.edu is the website. You can also go to the music department's website, which is music.unc.edu, and they'll have a link to the festival page from there. We're speaking with Jamie Blake, who's a grad student, PhD student in the music department and co-organizing the festival along with Grace Kwan. It's next week, Thursday and Friday, October 12th and 13th. October 12th is University Day too, right?
That's
so
correct.
There's going to be a whole bunch of activity on campus for that, right?
It is a busy day on campus.
So tell me more about the theme is Century of Movement, and you mentioned the movement and the migration that was generated by the revolution. Tell me about that, because that's something that I don't know about.
Yeah, so the Russian Revolution really just caused so much upheaval. I don't know if many people are aware, but it immediately erupted into a civil war. Mm-hmm. I mean, and so you have people exiting the country, you have people trying to exit the country that can't, moving around within the country. And so there's a lot of human movement caused by this incredible shift in Russian government and politics. There's also sort of new avenues for the circulation of art and ideas. And so one of the things that we really wanted to look at was when these people are moving from place to place, what happens? Who do they meet? Who do they work with? We've found incredible creativity and profound contributions in places like Paris and New York and Berlin, where these Russian emigres are not discontinuing their work. They're continuing to make music and film and dance, and we don't often talk about these incredible creative contributions that come when people move around and they're in new places and they're influenced by new people.
And influencing new people at the same time,
and influencing,
right?
Yeah.
So you're going to be speaking at this conference. What's your talk about?
I will. My talk is related to my dissertation research on conductor Serge Koussevitzky, who was a Russian conductor, kind of a rising star in the orchestral world at the time of the revolution. He was the first conductor of the Russian State Orchestra after the revolution, but then emigrated to Paris and eventually landed in Boston. And he actually had quite a career at the Boston Symphony Orchestra. And so my paper is going to focus on some of the ideals that had been building in the years prior to the revolution that I believe Koussevitzky took with him when he left.
Awesome. Again, centuryofmovement.unc.edu is the website, so you can go there and get the full program. And while we're talking about movement and sort of cross-cultural contamination and cosmopolitanism and all of that, this festival or this conference is like that as well, too, because there are people coming in from all over the country. Finland, too, right?
It is, yes. We have speakers coming from all over the country, and as well as from places like Russia, the UK, Finland. Mm. Some of our speakers are emigres themselves, which obviously creates a really interesting mix and perspective.
What are you most looking forward to?
Oh, that's such a tough question. As a scholar, I think both keynote speakers just look fantastic, and I can't wait to hear their papers. As a musician, I love Shostakovich, and I'm very excited for the symphony concert, which will feature pianist Clara Yang.
Nice. So what's your instrument when you play?
I'm a trumpet player.
Nice. Speaking with Jamie Blake, again, a grad student in the music department, co-organizer of this festival. It's the Festival on the Hill. Music department does it every 2 years. First time this is organized by grad students, though, right?
That's correct.
So that'll be awesome. Music.unc.edu is the department's website, and you can get a link from that straight to the festival's website. But again, the festival's called A Century of Movement. It's all revolving around the 100th anniversary of the Russian Revolution and the diaspora that created all over the world and the effects of that. So centuryofmovement.unc.edu is the website. Go there and get the whole program and a whole lot more information. What else do people need to know about the festival, about the speakers, the concerts, or anything else?
Well, the full schedule is online and everything is open to the public. And we really do encourage public participation in all the sessions. Especially those that are interested in meeting other Russian speakers, in listening to Russian music. I mean, this is a very accessible conference. We don't consider anything closed or off limits.
Are the concerts free? Do you need tickets?
Both of the concerts are require tickets because they go to support scholarships in the music department. The tickets are pretty reasonable and they're available at the door.
Okay. And can you get tickets online or just get them at the door?
I believe the door.
The door. All right. So head to UNC again, October 12th and 13th. You're going to want to be there on the 12th anyway, because that's University Day. There's going to be a lot going on. But definitely check out this festival next week, Thursday and Friday. And again, centuryofmovement.unc.edu is the website. Jamie Blake, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.